Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, that's Logan. I'm the co- oh, wait, wrong show. Hi, I'm no, wrong show again. Oh, wait. I got it this time.
Have questions?
Need answers? Want to laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levias, hosted by Lacey Facey and me, the king of comedy, Dakota. There you go. See, I knew it. I just had to get the right dial tone in there.
Never fear, everybody. I'm replacing him. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Logan said the same thing.
All the good ones didn't start with L, right? Anyway, but,
so tonight
welcome back,
we got
everybody.
Fan questions, right?
We
is
do
that
have
we're doing
fan,
tonight? Fan questions.
Yes, fan questions.
Before we get into the fan questions, though, I do want to, if we got a second, to bring this up, because it has to do with not us really, but with podcasting and, you know, broadcasting in general. There's been a lot of shady podcast businesses going on out there, and Podcast One and me, is it Podcast One and what else is the other one? Cast Media One or something like that ripped off like $4 million worth of ad money from like their podcasters. And it's not just like say us doing it, where, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, that's a big deal that we got ripped off on it, but nothing we can do about it. Like, they ripped off like some big name comics, some big name like people, you know, like Joe Rogan and some of them, like some of their shows got their ads stolen and shit like that. So it's crazy what's going on. And the guy that's part of it, his name is Colin Thompson. I did a little research on the guy. And here's the craziest part about this whole thing. Okay, I might be getting the names mixed up on the what the business is called, because one's like Cast Media One and one's like Podcast One or something like that. But they combined together, right? Like one bought out the other one, because I think Cast Media was the one that was ripping everybody off. And what they did was the other one bought them to bail them out, right? But they tell the people that are doing the podcast that they owe money to, that if they want their money, they have to get stock in this new business that has it at the time. Now it's, you know, you can trade it and publicly and all that. But at the time, like a few weeks back, it wasn't nothing. Like it was, the business wasn't anything. So the stock was worthless. So they were trying to use them as a leverage to be like, okay, to the people that are trying to buy stock, like, okay, we got these people like Theo Vaughn and people like that, like some big name comics doing their shows, and then they're getting ripped off still. And then what they're trying to do is get people to buy the stock of a company that's not even a company yet by using these people's names and shit, and then getting the people that they owe the money to get in on the stocks. And then when the company goes, you know, trading or whatever, they're supposed to, like 2 years from now, they would get their money back. Or half their money back, right? And then it was supposed to be where this Colin Thompson guy wasn't had nothing to do with any of it. When the other company bought him out, they brought him in as like one of the heads of it. So that made a bunch of people that, like a bunch of the podcasters and stuff, they quit doing podcasts. Like Sarah Silverman, she hadn't put out a new podcast in like 4 months because of it.
Yeah.
And like Theo Vaughn himself was talking about, they've got like 6 figures worth of money of his, his ads and stuff like that. Jim Cornette, the same thing with him. Like it was I saw a bunch of like podcasts that happened too. It makes me glad we waited to like, it makes me glad like we waited to like, instead of just jumping into different platforms. Cause they're all, some of them are sister companies.
Yep. Some of them are very big sister companies.
And then those are the ones you got to worry about, because it's like, I don't know. It's weird broadcasting. Like, it's so weird that Blog Talk is the easiest one to use, but it's so just sucky lately.
Well,
I think a lot like,
of it
literally
before we talked about it before was that it goes from, because it's like a radio base. So it's a radio show, and it kind of goes from, you know, to podcasting. You know, it's just a different, you know, kind of a little bit out.
Radio is broadcasting. This is broadcasting. It's also, you can podcast on this. but right now we're broadcasting.
Right.
There is a little bit of a difference, but it's all pretty much the same shit. People are making content for people to listen to or watch. It's the same thing in the long run. But that's what we got to say about broadcasting and podcasting this week. Let's jump into those fan questions.
Alrighty. We had quite a bit of fan questions, so we did another show just because there was random ones that were done. A lot of them I was very intrigued with from our male population, and a lot of them were about single parent questions. We had one individual. His name is Jeremiah, and he is from North Carolina, and he sent in a fan question.
I've never met a Jeremiah from North Carolina.
What?
I've never met a Jeremiah from North Carolina. That can't be true.
Oh, no, that was his name. And
is he Amish? Is he Amish? Because every Jeremiah I ever met has been Amish.
I didn't ask that. I doubt he is because, anyway, I won't get into that. But
I didn't know if the question came in handwritten or did it come in an email or, I didn't know if buddy pulled up and he threw it out at you.
No, it came on our Facebook page. Anyway, the question was directed
actually. Amish people have Facebook nowadays. That's awesome.
It was directed towards you. And it was that he noticed that on a few of our shows, we said that you were a new dad. And so he was just asking advice on how you balance work, parenting, and personal time. He's struggling really bad, and he's trying to give up, his personal time, but then he has burnout, so he's trying to give up a little more work, but he can't do that because he's got to pay the bills, and he doesn't
right.
really give up time. Kids, and so he was just asking for general advice from on what to do, and it was directed towards you, but also asking me for my point of view as well. So I'm going to let you go first.
All right. Well, lots and lots of cocaine is what you need. That gives you plenty of time in the day to do a bunch of stuff. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I don't know how I do it, but what helps me out is I don't have her with me 24/7. I guess the right term is we share custody.
Yeah.
So it ain't she's here 24/7 with me. So I do get free time throughout the week. So that helps me out a lot with writing and stuff like that. I don't know when I do have her here. I enjoy every minute of it. So.
I will say, because I've observed him as well, and also my brother is a single dad as well. The biggest thing that I can say for advice-wise is making sure you have that strong support system. My brother has, he has me, he has my other sister, he has our oldest nephew, we have his parent, our mom. You have your support group that helps out when raising a kid, especially when you're a single parent, because somebody at some point in time has to take place with the other parent while they're working or they're at school or while they have time to themselves. It's a two-parent situation when you're raising a kid, but that doesn't mean it has to be the mom and the dad when they're with you or mom and dad there. It could be your support group. They take that spot. So my advice is to build you a strong support system and people that you trust. They don't have to be blood. I know that some families aren't really close like that. They could be separate. They can be really close friends that you consider family,
That's me and my sister. I'm the only child by birth, but I got my sister that I call my sister, and we're not blood.
Yeah. Yeah, and Dakota, his support system, when he does have his daughter, he has his mom, godmother.
I got 30 women I work with that are oh my God,
yeah.
Hey, oh my God. So, I'm good.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's just on about your support system, you know. Build it however the strengths that you need, like if you need strengths on them with hair or clothing or with them going with sports or, you know, just build you up a support group. And, you know,
little kids are expensive nowadays.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. I have not birthed one, but I can tell you how expensive children are. Like,
well, you helped raise a kid, and then you're helping with another one, so.
Yeah, another two, yeah.
Oh,
actually,
another two,
three.
That's right. Three.
My nephew is, I got Nathan, and then I have Savannah, and then I have Addie and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then I have, her parents, and then pretty much I just come in sometimes. I'm the aunt, you know, the fun aunt, which is Aspen. And we're about to have another one, which would be Ollie. So, you know, there's just your support groups, you know. You help out wherever you can help out. And
who's having another baby? Wait, what?
My really good friend, I don't know. Our really good friend Madison and John, that Aspen is their daughter, and then Ollie, they're pregnant. They'll be due in November.
That's
yeah.
What's up. Well, congratulations
yeah.
to them.
Yeah, I know. We just had the baby shower, so we're excited. But anyways, you know, that was the point of that was, you know, you have a strong support system. And, you know that nobody's perfect, by the way, you know. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to get tired. Everybody's going to get exhausted. You know, it doesn't mean that you're a bad dad. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's part of you grow with your kids. So, there you go. We have another fan question from an Allison from Texas.
I have not heard twice.
Allison was asking about.
I remember that chicken wing contest. I was.
Are you the same Allison? Anyway, she was asking. She's a writer, and her advice was. Her question towards advice was on. Any help on a writer's block? So. Advice.
Yeah, if
on
you could figure that out, let me know too, because I've been having that a lot lately myself. What helped me with it, honestly?
A lot.
I've learned with my writing, and I've learned with me, if I try too hard, if I sit there and I'm like, I'm going to write, I'm not going to write jack shit. It ain't going to happen. But if I'm going to kick back, smoke some pot, listen to music, and then jokes just flow. And then a joke will flow, and then another joke will flow, and then just keep flowing and flowing and flowing.
I'll go off that and say, you know, stepping away from it and looking at it at a different perspective or not being so stressed out about the situation, not you have to write so many, you know, many things at one time. You have to write a paragraph. You have to write, you know, a section, you have to write a chapter, you know, and you get stressful because you're like, you have to do this, you have to have it done. So if you step away, do something to release stress, whatever that may be with you, spending time with friends, laughing, cutting up, you know, swimming or getting a massage or anything, you know, like you were saying, if smoking helps for you, you know, whatever your strengths are, whatever your comfort things are, you know, taking time away, just like a normal job, because writing is a job. If you're too close to it, sometimes you're not able to just, you know, you're not able to give your 100%. So take time for yourself.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that fails, if that fails, give up. Don't ever write again. Burn your notebook.
Oh.
Burn your.
Oh man, We have another fan question from Florida. Are you ready for this?
Drugs. Going with drugs. My answer, drugs.
No. This one was talking about, like, trying to make it as a single person on a single income in a place where finances are so expensive. Their advice was, should they move to a different area? They're just trying to make it, just trying to make it in general, trying to keep their head above water.
Here's what you do. You sell your identity to a scammer, move to Mexico, hit up a dude named Juan. He'll be right at the border. He's selling donkeys. Tell him I sent you. Ask for the special. He'll send you on his way. He'll know what to do.
I think that's like a story, like an actual movie. Like, anyway, no.
What do you think it was based on? What do you think that movie was based on? Okay, Lacey.
I don't know. It just sounds like it would be. Anyway,
the crazy life of Logan in the Dakota at one point. Okay.
Again, I'm going to go back.
Might have been around.
On a serious note, like, I'm going to go back and I'm going to reiterate. I can't talk today. a support group. You know, it is harder to live on one income now in the economy that we have. You see more kids living with their parents a lot longer now than you ever have. And it's not because, you know, they just don't want to leave the nest or anything. It's hard for people to live on their own. And it's hard for, like, the parents to live on their own and survive. It's hard for their kids to live on their own and survive. Finances are just so expensive. It's all about your support groups. Because if we can't rely on each other, again, it's hard to make it. It's hard for people to see that they can make it. So don't be discouraged if you're not where you think you should be at a certain age. You know, everybody goes at their own pace. And if it is just finances and you think maybe you can live with a roommate to cut some expenses, or if you think you need to make a move somewhere, you know, you can do that, like, for work. But I will tell you that the economy is about the same everywhere. I know there's certain places that are a little more expensive, but, I mean, anywhere you go, there's going to be expense somewhere where it's hard to live on one income now. So don't feel discouraged. There are some resources out there that can help with light and electric and water bills and things like that. And if you need those information, I can always send you a private message on some things to help out. But again, like, it all comes down on, you know, your support groups and just lifting each other up, because like I was saying, it is hard now. Don't feel bad. I mean, it is. It's really hard now to just make it on one income, and even sometimes two.
Shit, yeah.
And if you get paid
bi-weekly, you're definitely screwed.
Yeah. See, that's us. We get paid bi-weekly. You know, it is what it is. But I will say, I have worked many jobs before where there was one of my jobs that only got paid once a month. No, I'd rather get paid bi-weekly than I would once a month. So,
see, that's why we got to get on YouTube, so we can start getting, like, some YouTube money and shit, you know? so we can have money in between our checks, man. Think about it. Hear me out on this. We get it, right? And we divide it up between, like, me, you, Ryan, and Logan. Yoder's still an intern.
Well, if we do get on the platform we were talking about before, it does put us on YouTube, but other platforms as well, so you can actually probably get money from advertisement from all different types of platforms by going on one.
But
so
I think our best bet, though, if we do that, is we bring in our own ads, our own advertise, like, our, we try to get our own ads in there so they pay us directly and not the platform. So that way our platform can't screw us over.
Well, we'll have to talk about that.
That's what's going on right now with the other ones. And who's to say that, like, our show right now, that Blog Talk's not putting ads on it, and we just don't know?
Yeah, this is true, too. You know.
Because, I mean, Blog Talk has ads.
It's even hard for us.
Yeah, I mean, Blog Talk has ads also, but, yeah, I've never seen a penny of it in the last 4 years I've been this, so. And I know we've gotten ads.
So, yeah,
responses and shit, because people are with me about it. So, I mean, it's weird. I don't know how all of it works. Maybe we need to get a lawyer and just, like, ask them, if anybody's listening that's a lawyer, help us out with this. Like, how does this shit work? And can we sue anybody just for anything? Because I'm down. Because this dude at McDonald's looked at me funny once, and it made my McDouble not taste right, and I want to sue him.
You know, I would say that was outrageous. However, there was that one lady that burned herself with her own coffee, and here we are. Now they have signs everywhere that coffee is hot, like we weren't supposed to know that it was hot, because she won this lawsuit.
She's my hero.
They didn't have a,
That lady is my hero. She was the first Karen. She's the OG Karen. I don't care what anybody says. Coffee lady is the OG Karen.
Oh, you burnt me.
Ma'am, you burnt yourself. Nuh-uh. You didn't put my lid on good. I mean, there's even a mock episode on Seinfeld where Kramer gets burnt with some coffee.
You know, like, I'd much rather, like, if you were going to sue somebody, it would be like Phoebe off Friends when she got a thumb in her Coke. Like, you know.
I don't know if I could sue for that. I would just be more like, I'm more worried about who's missing a thumb. Like, where's that person at?
Well, and then
like, where's
the rest
of that dude?
You know, in real life, in Wendy's, somebody actually cut off the end of their thumb and put it in their chili trying to sue them. You remember that big old thing? It was about, I don't know, I was still in high school when that happened.
I remember something about it, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember the exact details of it, because I heard the same thing about what was it? They found a mouse fried, like, in Taco Bell or something like that.
Yeah, I think that one actually did turn out legitimate. But the girl's thumb that they cut off in the chili, and it's funny because you're suing these people and you're having to go and to these courts and sue and everything, and the tip of your finger is cut off. You didn't think people were going to notice? Not fair.
Oh, old chick, like, didn't even, like, she used her own thumb?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even, like, go get a homeless thumb or something?
No, she used her own.
That's
what they're so dumb about
it.
I know.
Dude, I want to get this episode not taken off the air, but we're going to be rated R. That's fucking retarded, yo.
I said
the F word and the R word all in the same sentence, so that's going to get us like a double.
Yeah. That's a double whammy right there. We're officially off the air.
we'll be back next week, though. But we're officially off the air.
If you hear the show before, it's actually buffered and rated, you know. If you're listening live right now. This is a special episode for you, because nobody else will hear it.
I see. I can I'll go see who we got listening to us right now. We'll do some shout-outs. Let's see here. Click on that. Okay, we got some people in Brazil. Shout out to Brazil, Iraq. Okay, I don't know who's listening to whoever's listening to us, Iraq, you guys are awesome. Do not blow us up. No planes go boomer at me, please. We got some people in Germany right now. Awesome. I was never a supporter of Hitler, so I don't want you guys to, but, you know, go Germany. Yeah. You guys didn't win the war, but go Germany. And Indonesia. Hey, I said it right this time. Go me. I don't know much about you guys. You guys are like, what, the Denmark of the Canada region or something? I don't know. You guys know I paid way attention in school, right? I can tell you where every country is on this map. Not really, but I would totally fake it. You know what, Germany, I do like you guys. You guys have Wiener Schnitzels and whatnot, which is a legit restaurant in Yuma, which was awesome because you can get a chili burger, a chili cheese dog, and a chili cheese fry for like $3, right? And when you really fucking hungover, it's like the best place to go. Especially when you're in high school and you only have like $3. Shout out to Wiener Schnitzels. I don't even know if that's a place anymore. You think I'm making that up? Look it up. It's a legit place.
I don't think you're making it up. I accidentally hit my face to the phone and put myself on mute on accident.
I looked it up and it's legit.
It is legit. Yeah.
There's no Wiener's in the snitching. I think it's more out west. I forget what they're called out this way. It's probably like a different franchise out here or something. But it was pretty much just like a kind of like a Sonic in a way, but you don't get to like all the shakes and slushies and shit like that.
Hmm.
Like everything was pretty much chili cheese. I mean, you can get stuff without it, but that was pretty much the thing, you know, like chili cheese chicken sandwich, chili cheese burger, you know, shit like that.
Anything you put chili on.
Which was awesome for chili cheese fries and shit. Yeah, it was awesome. Anyways, we got about 4 minutes left. Awesome. It's been a great episode. I've had fun. I probably rambled on a lot. So. If we have any listeners left. Okay. Let's see. Wednesday. We're going to be doing a show for sure because Logan has a special PSA he wants to do, and it's a very good public service announcement. I'll tell you the backstory a little bit. His dad ate a pot brownie for the first time and thought he was dying. I had to go to the ER, and that's all you're getting out of me. Logan will tell the rest of the story Wednesday. It involves his preacher. His older brother trying to fight him. Cops that weren't there to get him or anybody. They were just thinking it was funny. And his dad eating a pot brownie. And
yep.
When I say this, his dad's never done a drug, I don't think, a day in his life. His dad was like straight edge, like he might have drank a few beers or something. But
wait,
see, the guy that Logan calls his dad, is really his grandpa. So this man's an
right.
Old dad. This ain't like.
That's what I was about to say. It's grandparents.
This man was an old man when I was a kid. So it's going to be a good story to tell. He's all right, so we can laugh about it now.
We can laugh about that now, yes.
Hey, you've tried pot gummies before, so you know how that goes.
I've tried the gummies that they have, and that's legal in Tennessee. I will put that out
well,
there.
This is a legal pot. This was one of the legal brownies, like where they're at.
Oh yeah, because
it
was the edibles. Yeah.
Yeah, this was legit. Like this was legit from over the counter. This wasn't like he made it himself, but it was just.
Yeah.
Dude's never done it before, and I guess he took too much. Because, like, people don't realize, you get the whole brownie, depending on the milligram of it, you're not supposed to really eat that whole brownie. Like, if it's, like, say, I don't know, 50 milligram, you don't eat that whole 50 milligram because it's going to hit you a lot harder than smoking. Because it's hitting your digestive system.
And plus, you're not used to it. You won't want to start it with a high dose and...
Nah, somebody like me, if I was going to be at, say I got one and I was going to sit at my house for the night and I ate one, I would be okay because I'm used to being high. I would just be really fucking stoned, you know what I mean? But somebody who doesn't smoke, yes, they're going to be like, thinking they're dead.
Yeah, I can speak from
experience.
They're
going to be talking to Jesus and it's really like a picture of their own shadow on the wall or something.
Yeah. Or worse.
Or worse, yeah. But you're right. It's the part where we pimp out the other shows. So that was Wednesday's show, The Stash. Thursday, we're going to be doing a Too Much Nerd Talk, but it's going to be a kind of review episode, meaning that we're going to go over some stuff from the first few episodes and catch Ryan up on last week's episode. And I'm going to try to prove that bacon's better than sausage again. I'll figure it out. This debate will happen once more. I wasn't ready last time. I mean, I was ready, but I wasn't ready at the same time.
You made it through a full episode of that, but anyway.
Oh, dude, he came prepared, man. I thought he was going to be like, I thought he was just going to be like, you know, you know, he came prepared.
You think I'm competitive? You just wait. Make anything a game or he's going to be in it
and
to
then
win it.
Next Monday we'll do a show for sure, but I don't think we know the topic yet.
No, not yet.
All right, well, tune in for that, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got anything else you want to say?
Not really. It's been a long day, actually. You know, it's only a few days away from the actual fall. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is true. Man, Halloween's coming up.
Fall's on the 21st. Yeah.
So that means, next month, guys, next month we're going to do, be prepared for some spooky episodes because we're going to have to do, like, you know, greatest Halloween candy episode. We're going to have to do some Halloween stuff coming up. And then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then the New Year's. Oh, my God. We got 4 months coming up, guys, of some good some good holidays to do some shows around. So it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess all that's left to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Yeah. I couldn't have said anything better myself.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody, and everybody have a great night.